we wanted to start the season in a way that gave us a platform to work off of, and I think the lads gave a great account of themselves up at Wexford. But like we always know, it's you're only as good as your last game, for example, and we need to make sure that we're having a similar conversation next week after we play Longford, because we can't take anything for granted. So preparation's been good. We're happy with what we've done this week. We're happy with the research and the analysis that was done, and yeah, looking forward to the game. And as you said, tonight it's going to be a packed house, so we're looking forward to being back at the RSC.
The supporters travelled in Wexford to their droves last Friday, and it was keen to see, I suppose, you know, what they brought to the table, Danny. And I know you mentioned after that game that they're going to play a key role once again this season, the Blues fans.
Look, we need to be a strong collective this year, and I include everybody in that: staff, players, additional staff members, regards to the behind the scenes, and supporters play a huge role. And they were outstanding last week, and as I said in my post-match, it was like a home game, and I want to make the RSC an absolute fortress this season. And to do that, you need the players to perform, and of course, but we need the atmosphere to be quite a volatile one, in the sense of teams are not going to want to come to us. We certainly know that our supporters are capable of doing that, and plus there's going to be times this year where teams are going to come and they're going to make it very difficult and try and make it a real stale game. And that's when you rely on your supporters to lift you and to feed off of. And I think so far we've managed to do both. We've fed off them when we've needed to, and they've certainly fed off us when we've been at our best.
Yeah, certainly so. And Longford coming off the back of a defeat in a Midlands derby against Athlone last weekend. Danny, obviously they're under as well the stewardship of former Waterford manager Stephen Henderson as well. So I'm sure there's going to be a bit of spice to this game.
Yeah, look, I can't comment on Stephen's previous role here because I don't know anything about it. So what I will comment on is I've watched the game back. It was a very tight game. I think 3-1 was probably not a reflective score of what the game actually looked like. So we know that they're better than the scoreline. Plus, they've added at least one player today, as we're aware. They brought in a lad that was previously at Athlone, a bit more experience into their team. So they'll be looking for a reaction, and we know they'll be a tough team because they've got some very good players. So, like always, you're going to need to be at your best, and you're going to need to be on it to make sure that we get the 3 points that we need and want.
Absolutely, and I'm sure you're hopefully it's going to set your stamp on the game early, because Longford, I suppose, you know, down through the years have been known as a dogged team, Danny, and very hard to break down as well. And just how important is it, I suppose, to start on the front foot in front of the home fans on Friday?
Yeah, we want to put markers down very early, and that's in every sense of the word, early in the season, to show what we're going to be about this season. But not only that, early in the games, and we obviously started the game at Wexford very well. We got the head start that we wanted. We got the lead that we wanted, and we then doubled down not long afterwards. I'm not saying that we're going to score two goals within the first 15 minutes tonight, but what we can do is give ourselves the best opportunities to do that. And that means we've got to be aggressive in and out of possession. So that's the message, and that's the key. And let's hopefully the players can put into practice what we actually have been practicing.
And in terms of the, you spoke about, I suppose, squad depth and numbers, and I suppose, you know, competition for places in the squad, Danny, after last weekend, have you a full deck to pick for now ahead of tonight?
Yeah, we've got no injury concerns, and everyone's fighting fit, and as you said, the competition in the squad is phenomenal, and we've got, well, certainly the best squad of players I've had since I've been at the club. And you're looking at a group of lads that are not starting tomorrow who, let's be realistic, probably would start most other games. And that's exactly what you want as a manager. Obviously, that's the skill is keeping them all happy, which is not easy. But I think the most important thing is keeping them hungry. And everyone is. And they're ready. They want their shirt and they want to take it. So everyone's got to be up for it, because if you step off that pedal just a small little bit, there's going to be someone there wanting to take that shirt off you.
And I suppose a final point, Danny, is the first of back-to-back home games, with, of course, Galway coming next Friday as well. And, you know, I'm sure there's a big desire there to put your stamp and, you know, get points on the board, particularly in the home games as well. And I suppose get that good start to the season, as you mentioned, hit the ground running.
Yeah, our focus is Longford. We haven't even looked at Galway, because there's no point looking at Galway until we've dealt with what's right in front of us. So we'll deal with Longford, and then once we've had whatever we've had from that fixture, then we'll look at the Galway game.